This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We will, though, continue with the idea of what Justin was talking about, that the economic pain of this pandemic and the recovery, such as it is, aren't being distributed evenly. There was more evidence of that today in two of the items in that government data cornucopia that I started with. Higher unemployment claims, which is to say people losing their jobs, is a sign that rising virus counts are hurting the economy still. But higher orders for durable goods is evidence that at least somebody out there is still shopping for big-ticket items. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports on that dichotomy and this economy.
Durable goods orders are up more than 1% from last month, but still down 9% from last year, says Scott Paul, president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing. Randomly, he's a perfect example of why durable goods numbers keep improving.
The only thing I was expecting this afternoon was a washing machine delivery, speaking of durable goods, because our old one broke.
Machines do break and need replacing. Families and schools need more computers for remote learning. Beth Livingston teaches business at the University of Iowa.
And I think that's one thing that has happened over the last 6 months is that we have a much better grasp on what demand looks like in this sort of pandemic economy.
And it doesn't look good for in-person services. Shilpa Tamala owns a shrinking chain of hair removal salons on the East Coast.
We had 8 locations and we were growing before the pandemic, and we're at 5 locations and maybe even we'll have to go down to 4.
Tamala says revenues are down by half. She had to switch most of her employees to part-time and she's exhausted.
I always felt like I could work a little bit harder to be able to provide for everyone as part of the company. And I think I can't work any harder to make it happen. I just have to kind of wait and see and hope things turn around.
Tamala is also frustrated with political leaders for leaving her and her employees to the mercy of the pandemic. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.